This is NPR, Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Public employees hired after 2011 are part of the so-called Tier 2 pension system. The system offers scaled-back retirement benefits and has come under scrutiny for potentially running afoul of Social Security requirements. I sat down with Chad Aldman, one of the authors of a new report that looks at these concerns. Your report notes that many teachers will pay more into the Tier 2 system than they will receive in benefits. How does that work?
Essentially, new teachers are paying into a system, and on average, the system is going to pay out less to them. There's something called the normal cost of the Tier 2 system, and it costs the state 8.4% of teacher salaries to provide the benefits it promises under Tier 2. But those teachers are required to pay 9.4%, and so in effect, on average, teachers are paying into the system, and they're going to get less out of it.
And that additional payment that isn't covering the normal cost, where's that money going?
The payment from new teachers is subsidizing the state's debt. Illinois has chosen to levy essentially a tax on new teachers that they're paying in more than they'll get out from the system. So even the state estimates that new teachers are contributing to paying down the debt, whereas older teachers who are in Tier 1 are getting something better out of their benefits.
It also takes teachers in Tier 2 longer to be eligible for benefits. What does that mean for teachers and for the pension systems?
In response to the state's debt issues, it's increased the vesting period, the period that teachers must stay to qualify for at least a minimum benefit, from 5 years to 10. What essentially that does is it saves the state money because it means that fewer teachers will qualify for a pension. We estimate that, actually using the state's numbers, that about half of all new Illinois teachers won't reach that 10-year vesting period, so they're not getting a pension from the pension system at all. As with most careers, teachers tend to turn over in their early years, and so it's critical that states have short vesting periods for teachers in order to give them some retirement benefits, or else they could be working for a long period of time and not really qualify for much in the way of retirement benefits. That 10-year vesting period would actually be illegal in the private sector. There are federal laws that require that private companies allow their employees to vest into their retirement system in shorter time periods.
And what happens to the teachers who don't vest?
For teachers who don't vest, they've been contributing 9.4% of their salary into the pension system. Teachers are entitled to that full 9.4% back, except the state of Illinois levies a 1% tax on that, so they can only get 8.4% and not the 9.4%.
If they don't vest, they will end up walking away with less money than they put in.
Exactly. Okay. They'll be essentially net losers from the pension system. The pension system is using them to subsidize the state's debt.
And the projection there is that half of new teachers will do that.
Right.
Your report also says that Social Security could actually be better for a lot of the teachers in Tier 2. Can you tell us why?
We actually calculate that Social Security would be a better deal for teachers for very long stretches of time. For 25, 30 years into their career, Social Security would have provided a better benefit to them than the pension plan does. There's also other reasons to support Social Security in terms of it's a nationally portable retirement plan. It also provides other benefits besides retirement, such as disability, and it's also progressive. So if a teacher or a worker doesn't earn that much, they are proportionally helped by Social Security. And there's just lots of reasons that Social Security would be a nice complement to whatever retirement system the state might provide.
And the Tier 2 system may violate some Social Security requirements. Can you explain that to us?
The way I understand is that by 2021, when the first workers would be eligible for a pension, that Illinois will have to revisit Tier 2 because it's going to start falling into problems with Social Security. And at that point, the state would either have to offer Social Security to all its workers or improve Tier 2. At some point, it's going to be a forcing mechanism for the state to revisit the Tier 2 problem.
You can find a link to that report and read an Illinois Issues in-depth story about the problems with the state's Tier 2 pension system at our website, wuis.org.